Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today, including last night's NXT. Did you guys watch that show? That was the best NXT in a long time. I thought it was an excellent show, and they've got Roadblock coming up in 2 weeks, and we got a big match coming up on that show, which a lot of people are very surprised about, but we'll tell you about that here. And a bunch of matches, actually. We'll go over the entire card for the show, but the unification match is the one that everyone seems to be talking about at this moment, so we'll tell you about that. Also, tonight is AEW Dynamite, and we have 6 segments announced for the show as of this moment. And, of course, we've got a pay-per-view coming up, not this weekend, but the weekend after Sunday. And this weekend, we've got WWE Elimination Chamber. So we'll give you the lineup for that show as well. And then the rest of the news, TKO is doing some combined weekend events. They've got PBR, UFC, and Raw all on the same weekend. And there will be more of these, in fact. It is part of the new relationship. CM Punk's heading to the European Tour. We got Collision numbers. And as noted, all of the matches and angles from the NXT show on Tuesday night. Now, I'll just tell you right now, there may or may not be an After Dark Radio here today because we had a guest scheduled, and he's had the flu, and so he had to pull out. And so if I think I can pull something together to go solo in a short period of time between this show and that show, then we'll do it. Otherwise, it'll be a replay. So stay tuned, everybody. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Happy birthday, Mike. I heard it's your birthday today.
Did you now?
Yeah,
I heard thank you.
76 years old.
God, don't look a day over 75.
My, how time flies.
Yeah, you know what this birthday means. It's my 49th birthday this year. You know what that means, don't you?
You're old.
You're a little bit older. And you know that milestone?
Because I wasn't a little older yesterday when I was 49. You were 48.
I know.
Hey, here's a big question. Why didn't your wife or your son or yourself get you a birthday cameo?
Because they love me.
Oh. F4W Online on Cameo, everybody. Hey, you know what? I don't think people realize this, but I do cameos. And I have all 5-star ratings. And I am on a streak of 436 cameos without missing one.
Wait a second. If somebody paid
me.
You for them, wait a second.
Well, no. There's a limit. So, like, if it's like X number of days, you have to finish it. And apparently, like, some people don't regularly within that time frame, but not me.
And you give them more than they even deserve.
Oh, I give them more than they deserve. Trust me. I give more than they bargain for. Check it out on Cameo, F4W Online. They're $25. Not bad. Maybe I'll even do a discount one of these days, but unlikely. So anyway, we got a lot to get into today. One of which is last night's NXT, which we'll review later. And the big news on that show is they did announce, like out of nowhere, in 2 weeks on Roadblock, it is Julia and Stephanie in a double title match for the NXT Women's and NXT Women's North American titles. Now, when this first happened, I was like, my God, what? What is going on? Why is this happening here? And without spoiling it, because if I spoil it, I spoil the match, one of these women is banged up, needs time off. And so they're doing the match, and then she's taking time off. So that's what happened. Wasn't something where wait around for WrestleMania weekend or whatever. So
can
2 weeks.
Can I play the speculation
no,
station?
No, don't do it.
Oh, because
you know exactly. We've also got Oba Femi versus Moose. I cannot wait for that match, guys.
You know what?
Let me tell you something.
Good.
Moose and Lexus King last night, dude. That was the best Lexus King match I've ever seen. This Moose is great. And Obafemi is like, he's way too good. And the fans are dying to see this match. And we're getting it in 2 weeks. So there
Wait
you go.
Wait a second. No, no. Guanzan in the chat. That's exactly what I was going to say. Do not chant meat, you geeks. Stop that.
They can chant meat. That's a meat match if I ever saw one.
But that's the whole problem here. I mean, honest to God. Really? Are we going to start calling them big bears slamming up against each other? Like, come
on, it's a moose.
Well, you you get touche.
I want them to chant moose meat repeatedly throughout the... You ever had moose meat?
No.
I've had bison.
I've had camel once, actually.
You know what's really good? You know what actually is really good is bison. If you get like a bison really ribeye.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, those are good, dude.
Venison deer is
too
lean,
too. I don't want anything lean.
Come on.
You kidding me?
Anyway, Big Bill was wrestling Powerhouse Hobbs. Those guys were murdering each other. Those are guys that fans believe in, even if they're not pushed well. And there they are as they're bleeding all over the place, killing each other, destroying each other. They're chanting meat. And it just reminded me of like when Tony Schiavone is there in WCW and like people are trying to get stuff over and there's Cactus Jack killing himself with whatever it is, barbed wire, and he's laughing because it's uncensored. Like, no, I to me, the fans are a big part of the atmosphere when it comes to a show. I mean, everybody remembers the COVID shows. So come on, fans, like maybe get it together here and stop chanting meat every time you just see
it is
two big dudes in the
so
ring, you bunch of geeks.
Obviously, your 74th birthday today. My God, what an old man.
I know.
Keep the meat chants going, everybody.
Don't.
Moose meat. That's what I want to hear chanted at NXT.
Not loose meat.
Moose meat. And then we've got Hardy Boys against Fraxium.
I got to put my teeth in.
For the tag team titles. Yeah, you do.
Oh.
Tag team titles, Hardy Boys versus Fraxium. So it's a big show. They're loading up this roadblock, let me tell you. Trying to get 10 grand in that building. Actually, I don't know how many of the theater seats. It's the theater at MSG, which is very respectable, the theater at MSG. Don't downgrade it because it ain't MSG.
Because
I once worked at the theater at the Tacoma Dome. And that's technically at the Tacoma Dome.
Don't throw
I wrestled
any
a dome show.
Okay, don't ever slight the former Felt Forum, which is what it is. The old
is that
theater.
What it is?
Yes, the theater in Madison Square Garden. It's had a bunch
Forum?
Of different names. Yeah.
Wow.
The overflow of Madison Square
the
Garden.
The theater
at
Madison
there.
Square Garden is much better than the Felt Forum.
Well, that's back in
Were
the
they
day.
Were they sponsored by Felt back in the day when people crafted?
A lot of it on the walls.
TKO has its first ever takeover series of events. Wednesday, the company revealed plans. You know what you should do? Brandon just sent like a great idea here, actually.
Oh, boy.
Jared, put a picture of, or Suncast, whoever, put a picture of Mike's face up there. Let's see it. Now, just look like you normally do. Okay, perfect. That needs to go on a shirt, and it just says, get off my lawn. You've been asking for a shirt for years, dude. For years. Come on.
I'm insulted.
Why? I didn't come up with the idea. Brandon did. He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Wednesday, the company revealed plans to run
Don't
three events.
Don't ever come on my lawn, son.
Over 5 nights at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. Lineup begins with PBR on Thursday, UFC Fight Night on Saturday, and concludes with Raw on Monday.
I already lit a candle and said a prayer for all of the hospitality workers in Kansas City for those days. I can tell you that right now.
I like how we got to do like Thursday, Saturday, Monday. Not
well,
like
Brian,
three straight days.
Look at these shows. They didn't pay for the premium package. Okay? That's why they're getting TKO. They're getting the Bull Riders on Thursday. You get a fight night. You get Raw. You're not getting a premium live event. You're not getting a full UFC
show. No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that. I'm saying why don't you do like Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Why don't you put SmackDown on Friday and then you just go Thursday, Friday, Saturday and you're out of there? Now you got these people that have to show up Wednesday. They can't leave till Tuesday because you're doing Thursday, Saturday, Monday.
They
don't care. It ain't my company.
That's the whole gimmick.
I'm just trying to be nice.
They don't care about their employees. We got employees complaining right now about like WWE employees. We just had that story a couple of days ago. They're doing this because they want to draw 7 days worth of people to Kansas City. And that's how that goes. And there's going to be a lot of disappointed people. I have a feeling, even with AEW doing more pay-per-views, that a lot of these pay-per-views just go to the same cities over and over again, Indianapolis, Atlanta, New Orleans, because these are the places that have the big, great convention committees, and they have these chambers of commerce that obviously are loose with giving tax breaks and doing things for these companies. So it's one of those things where if you're not getting them on a regular basis now, you still may not be, just because if your city is not pouring bucks into this sort of stuff, you may be shut out.
All right, we got a lot of comments here. First off, Lucha Gato claims he had his high school graduation at the theater at Madison Square Garden, at the Felt Forum. That's where your
Damn.
Graduation was?
Wow. I thought, well, ours was at Meriwether Post Pavilion, so it was a pretty big venue.
Actually, now that I think about it, ours might have been at the Key Arena. So I worked the Key Arena once. And then we got this person says, a Hawaiian shirt with Semp's face all over it would sell millions. I mean, if we could do that. And then Yeti Pot Pie says, probably takes an extra day to move the dirt after the rodeo. Let me tell you something. I once worked at a rodeo with Buddy Wayne.
No. Get out of here.
No, I did. I actually did. It was in a bull ring, and they put a ring in the middle of all of the dirt. That was the first show I ever worked with Buddy where he almost turned around and drove back because I was such an idiot before the match. The match ended up being fine. But anyway, the point is, that'd be the SmackDown of the year. If they ran that in a bull ring, if they just put the ring in the middle of a bull ring.
It'd be pretty awesome.
And did a show, bro, they'd do huge numbers because these field trip events always do well, but no one does them. Except AEW sometimes. All right, back in a moment. We got more Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
I was thinking during the break.
That's new.
What is the split going to be on these shirts if they were to hypothetically come to life?
I don't know. I don't have anything to do with that.
Oh, here we go with this again.
I don't.
Now it's not like I'm asking for a raise here where I'd go talk to Tony's uncle's brother's cousin.
Anything you have a question about, ask Tony. I don't know.
He hates when I ask him questions.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, brother. I don't know what the split would be. Probably depends on how much you charge. And actually, the you should ask, like,
Pro Wrestling Tees. I can set these prices.
Well, if you want to charge $300 for a shirt, you can certainly try.
It's going to be like Nipsey
Hussle's
mixtape.
I don't know if anyone's going to buy it, but. And yes, it is F4WOnline.com/shirts. F4WOnline.com/shirts. Yes, it is actually tank top weather in Bothell. It's over 60 today, the hottest day of the year.
Beautiful.
After being freaking cold forever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm wearing a tank top. If you don't like it, turn off the video. I don't care.
Damn.
Now, speaking of, we're supposed to be doing After Dark at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern every Wednesday. But we had a special guest scheduled today. So normally we have a guest, and then we have a week where I go solo, and then a guest, and then a week where I go solo. And the weeks that I go solo, like, I do a lot of preparation because I got to go solo for an hour talking about Bigfoot or whatever. But today was going to be a guest, but then the guest ends up, you know, they had the flu. So they pulled out today. So I'm telling you now, there may or may not be an After Dark at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'm going to do everything that I can. See, the problem with just taking calls is I can't guarantee I'm going to get an hour of calls. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can, you know, what do you guys want to talk about? I'll ask you right now, and then we'll get back to the news. What would you like to talk about on After Dark today? If you've got a suggestion, put it in the chat, and maybe I'll do a deal where, like, you know, send me this or that, and if we get enough, maybe I'll do a show.
We should cold call Carl Stern right now, see what he's doing.
I'll bet he'd love that. Okay, we've also got the Collision, 421,000 viewers on TNT, down 16% from last week. Averaged a .12 in 18 to 49, down 42. None of these down from the previous week even matter because it was that show that aired after the basketball gimmick. And, yeah, not a bad number. 421 and a .12 for Collision in its normal time slot on a normal week. That's pretty good. And then if you're interested in it, Dave has got a giant article on the front page regarding the Netflix numbers. And we'll just say it appears they've leveled out. That's what we got here. This person wants me to read his report. That would be an hour of After Dark if I did that.
See, you know, that actually should be an April Fool's Day gimmick that we do. It's just read that whole thing for the entire show.
This guy wants me to talk about those Blair Witch kids. I don't think they were ever found. I hope he's joking.
I hated that. When they were filming that, because apparently I didn't see the movie. It took place. It was supposedly taking place in Western Maryland or something like that. And it's like people are wondering, like, when that thing dropped, like, was that real? Like, are you that big of an idiot? Apparently they were.
Let's see. Ooh. Somebody texted me. They may have a scoop.
Ooh.
Let's see. I'm going to tell them this.
For After Dark or for?
No, for this show.
Ah.
But I can't talk too much about it because I don't want to get anyone in trouble yet. We'll see if they send anything. All right. Person wants to know, can you ask Mike how his day is going? I feel like I hardly hear from him nowadays.
Well, I don't know. I started my day by doing the wrestling news, which you can find every single morning, 365 days a year, 366 if it's leap year, thewrestlingnews.com and at wrestlingnews.com. AV on Facebook and Twitter. You can also find it on YouTube, find it on iHeart, TuneIn, wherever you find your favorite podcast.
All right, if you want, text us. The phone number, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FWONline at gmail.com. Send me whatever's on your mind. I'll read it here because we got some time before the NXT report. But in the meantime, tonight is Dynamite, and we got a bunch announced for the show. Takeshita defends his international title against Orange Cassidy. The winner will face Kenny Omega coming up at the pay-per-view.
You just did that so you get the arm in the shot.
I was taking my socks off because I'm too hot.
You're actually wearing
the pants are
next. Wearing socks.
Okay. Undisputed Kingdom versus Daniel Garcia and FTR. We got Will Ospreay versus Brian Keith. Harley Cameron versus Deonna Purrazzo. Hangman Page will be in action. And we will hear from Swerve and Prince Nana. So that's the lineup for Dynamite coming up tonight. And at some point on the show, Adam Copeland will kill another member, I'm sure, of the Death Riders. He's taking them out one at a time.
Who's left now? Did he take out Ute already? He did he not?
I guess the question is, no, he took out Pac. Is Beth Phoenix available to take out anybody?
I would really hope so, because I would really enjoy that. I always was a big fan of Beth Phoenix, but it seems as if, unless this is a smokescreen, Willow Nightingale is that person, which in a way is a great thing for Marina Shafir, because anything that Willow does is usually pretty good, and she's had a bunch of crazy garbage, hardcore, whatever you want to call them, matches that have gotten over, so you figure they're not going to do a series between Marina and Willow. They're going to probably do like one big match where anything goes, so I think they're going to go in that direction.
Actually, it could be Willow. Could be Willow. Then we got SmackDown on Friday, which has Shinsuke Nakamura defending his title against LA Knight. Can we just change this title and get back to where we were before we did this bizarre title change that went absolutely nowhere?
You know why it happened, right?
It was
just literally so he could show up in Japan for that Oka Sasaki match as champion, which would be fine. I get it.
It was
his decision. But why didn't he just drop it back right away?
Doesn't matter.
Does he still have the goo?
I don't know. I haven't seen him enough to know. He's never on TV. We got Chelsea Green in action and Trish Stratus to appear. Quite a lineup for this three-hour show. Then on Saturday, we got Elimination Chamber, which is Cena and Punk and Drew and Logan and Damian and Seth in the men's chamber, and Liv, Alexa, Bianca, Bailey, Naomi, and Roxanne in the women's chamber.
Bet the house on Damian Priest, kids.
And you think Damian Priest is winning?
Hell no, don't do that. No. Don't do that.
You said to bet the house on him. You're trying to screw up everyone's lives? What are you doing here? And then Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. And then Tiffy time and Trishy time. I'm not making this up. That's the shirt.
Tiffy time and Trishy time.
Against Candice and Nia. People buy these shirts.
They do.
And you're wondering why I'm pushing you to put a shirt with your face on it saying, get off my lawn. There's got to be a better line than get off my lawn. I'll have to think about it for a while.
Can obscenities go on shirts? Because they've got a couple phrases I'd like to.
I mean, you can. I don't know if he's going to buy it. People like to buy shirts they can wear around with their children, you know?
Really, we're talking about wrestling fans here. When has a product been put out where it's like appropriate to wear it out in public? Very few times. So,
and then on March,
when anything with my face on it is going to be an upgrade, I think.
On March 9th, we've got the AEW pay-per-view. That's the following Sunday, not this Sunday, the following Sunday. So we got Jon Moxley versus Cope for the AEW title. MJF versus Hangman Page. Takeshita, presumably against Kenny Omega, but perhaps Orange Cassidy will be a spoiler. Give us the match we don't want to see. God bless the guy. We got Toni Storm versus Mariah May for the women's title. Ospreay, Fletcher, Steel Cage. And Mercedes versus Momo Watanabe. And Big Boom AJ as a match. Who will he face? It's a TBA.
Oh, man, is it an open challenge?
I don't know if it's an open challenge, but he's on the show. Big Boom AJ.
Who's the best shooter in the company?
Against someone.
Because I want the best shooter to go in there, and I want him to tie this dude up and make him cry in front of his big old kids.
Why? What's wrong with this guy?
Just because.
I don't need to hear him do promos, but I mean, you know, he's a decent wrestler. See,
in a different era, somebody from AEW in management would conveniently suggest something like that for him showing up there with that WWE title belt, or what was it, for Tops or whatever it was, showing up. It's like, you're getting paid by AEW. They put you on TV in a match, and there you are gimmicking it up for WWE.
First says, isn't AJ still injured? Well, I mean, as far as I know, he had like a minor injury that wasn't going to keep him out of action long. So I presume he's back if they're advertising him for the show. And then we've got the upcoming European tour after WrestleMania. Actually, it's a road to WrestleMania. March 14th through 31st. And they've added CM Punk. He will be, let's see, in Belfast on March 22nd. Nottingham, March 23rd. Vienna, March 29th. Amsterdam, March 30th. And he will be on Raw in Glasgow, it says here. Glasgow? Is that a typo, Glasgow? Or is that a place?
Scotland?
It says Glashow. Did AI screw this up, or what is that?
I would think so.
That's March 24th, and then London, March 31st.
Well, it's the Glasgow.
Thanks, Tom. No After Dark today for that. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Your favorite father and son. Every afternoon on your FYP. We'll be bringing the boom around the quarter past three. We bring the boom so loud the whole earth shakes. With double chunk chocolate cookies. And chicken bakes. Buy
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, I gotta say that I was mad when you played that song, Dom, but it kind of grew on me there.
Oh, no.
Kind of a catchy tune.
Like a hemorrhoid.
Kind of was sort of a catchy tune. Kind of want you to play it again. Play some of that again. We got some time here. Cue it up. It's taking this guy so long. God. Dom, are you here?
I'm going to go take a small
break. I'm loading it.
Oh,
hang
you're
tight.
Loading it? God, how long does it take? Bring the
boom. Well, he had to That's what we do. We bring splice the boom. It. We bring the boom to you. We bring the boom.
We bring the boom to everyone. We bring the boom. Got to get to, the lyrics. Your favorite father and son.
We'll be bringing the boom around the quarter past three.
We bring the boom.
That's true. I do like the cookies.
Justice, 'cause that's what he serves.
We bring the happiness and laughter when we enter the room. And we're changing up the world with the boom or doom. We bring the boom.
See, how can you hate that? Thank you, Dom. That's not bad. It's catchy.
The Fat Boys. Updated version.
Hey, they said when they did something, the whole world booms or shakes or something like that.
Yeah, probably when they actually have to, you know, get rid of all that chicken bacon, those cookies they've been eating. Imagine what that scene is like.
God, look at this. Like, one after another, and they're all figuring out in the chat that it's a good song.
Was that Kendrick Lamar?
It grew on me, this person says. I love it, too. Yeah, boom or doom.
Boom.
Okay, anyway, let's talk about NXT.
Please, it was a good show.
As much as I liked it, I didn't like as much of that song. This was actually a great show. So we had Stephanie and Carmen Petrovich for the North American title, and this was a very good match, and this is what I got to say. I said it before. Carmen in the ring, like, she's pretty good given how long she's been doing this, but she is desperately missing the charisma aspect. And the problem is, in NXT, there's a lot of women, and a lot of them have a lot of charisma. So she's got to figure that out if she's going to make it,
I think. She's got a sword.
She does have a sword, and she got pinned. And then Julia came out, and we got the challenge for the unification match. That's a good opener. And then we had Ariana and Santino. They're together, and Lola Vice shows up. Ariana kind of blows her off, and so...
I was choked up seeing Ariana back too, Brian.
Lola said, I'll see you tonight. I was disappointed to hear that. I got nothing against Ariana, but
come on.
That's the point. She's great at being Ariana, the beauty queen, next to Santino, making matches and doing comedy skits. Once that bell rings, brother.
Tough. Yeah, you're right.
Yep,
you're right.
She's better off being the female Santino. And then we had Lexus. Lexus runs into Oba Femi. He's talking about how he's going to win tonight against Moose. And it's another one of those segments where Oba just looks at this guy like, brother, you ain't got a chance tonight. And in fact, well, Lexus did have a chance. But in his hometown, and he was cheered, he lost to Moose. And like I said, this match was great. Best Lexus King match I've ever seen. Moose is awesome. They just had a great back-and-forth match. And finally, Moose killed him with a running spear, pinned him, and then Oba Femi came out, and they made the match for Roadblock. Excellent segment here. Excellent segment. Sean Spears does a promo, introduces this to his crew, the Virgin, the driver, and Izzy Dame. And literally, as he's explaining all of his guys, there's like a video of the Virgin, and he literally says, on the verge of getting cut, but I saved his career. It's like, wow. Wow. But anyway, he vowed to win the North American title next week. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We had footage of Jada and Kalani almost getting into it on the bus, and this footage was great. It was short, but it was great. They were both awesome. Then Jordynne Grace came out for a promo, and guess who hasn't left yet? Roxanne! Looks like she's going to be on like every show through WrestleMania. And ended
That's
up with...
fine.
Yeah, it was actually... this was fine, but it was almost a disaster. So they did a deal, and they end up in a brawl, and Roxanne tried to escape, but she got her leg caught in between the top and middle rope, which could have been a complete calamity. But to her credit, in acting like she was trying to get her, Jordynne helped her get out, and then she got away. So they're going to be having a match coming up here. Trick looks like he's turning heel. He's reading all these headlines about how he lost to Eddie Thorpe. Javon showed up, and Javon says, man, we're going through the same thing. And Trick goes, you're fighting for a smile. I'm fighting for the title. I was like, whoa.
Damn.
And Javon says, whoa, brother, like, what are we doing here? And and Trick tells him, stay in your lane. So now Javon's angry, and Ricky shows up and says, man, why is everyone always angry around here? It's like, Ricky, you should have watched this show before you jumped ship. Wait till you hear about the parking lot, brother. Then we had Jada doing a promo on Kalani. Jada's probably the best female promo in this entire promotion, at least on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the Hardys versus the No Quarter Catch Crew, which was highlighted by every time Miles Bourne tagged in, the fans chanted, you're not Randy, because Miles idolizes Randy Orton. He's cut his hair. He's got the sleeve. He does the drop kick. He takes the same bumps. And it's no secret. But the problem is he's deaf, as they've made very clear on these shows, so they can't even hear these chants. But anyway, he runs wild. Hardy's cut him off. He tries a Randy Orton drop kick, but gets hit with a twist of fate and senton and pinned. And then we have Axiom and Frazier challenging them into a tag title match. And Santino makes it official. We had a segment with Stax, Luca, and Rizzo having dinner. Old Tony shows up. He says he's going to handle it next week.
Well,
then we had Sol Ruk and Zarya having a meeting. Zarya says, Sol, no more handstands. And no more hair straightening. Piper and Chelsea show up. They're going to have a tag match next week. Ariana Grace and Lola, who I called Sol Ruka here. She's not. Match was all right, I guess. Ariana's not. I mean, she's just not like up to the standard in the ring of all of these other women. But she's a great character. Lola pinned her with a back fist, and there was like nothing else. It was like no post match. Nothing.
Is Stevie Turner still employed?
She's employed, but I don't think she can wrestle either. So she's backstage doing stuff. Had a video package with Eddie Thorpe. He is very upset that he beat Trick clean, by the way, he says in his match. And nobody cares. He's still a bad guy. So he wants to do it again. Name the time and place, he tells Trick. So away we go. Ava announces the matches for the theater at MSG. And then the main event was Ricky Saints and Javon versus Wesley and Ethan Page. And they had a very good main event. Ricky looked great in his debut. They held off the hot tag for a long time. We want Ricky chance. He makes the hot tag. He runs wild. And they're putting over Ricky before the match. They're like, you know, Cody has great things to say about this man. CM Punk puts him over as a... And so, I think it was Corey. One of them goes, I asked Cody what he thought of Ricky Saints. And he said, Ricky Saints, the best pure athlete I've seen in this business since Barry Windham. And listen, I love Ricky Saints.
Wait, what?
I think he's great. He was in the ring with Javon Evans. And I'm being told that he is the best natural athlete since Barry Windham. I was like, no. Doesn't mean he's not a great worker, but Javon in this match, holy smokes.
How old is Cody?
Did
he acquire that knowledge from his father telling him that Barry Windham?
Well, you know, he watched a lot of matches.
That's a good point. Barry Windham was a hell of a worker.
He was. He was great.
6'6". That's the amazing part of Barry Windham being 6'6" at like 260, and he moved around like he was, like it was nothing. It was amazing. Him and Flair in 87. Absolutely amazing.
Ricky hit a counter into his finish, got the pin. Great debut. Went off the air. And it was like simple. It was a simple show. Lots of good wrestling. Lots of good build for the Roadblock show.
Good promos.
I mean, man. Yeah, good promos. It's like when this NXT is like firing on all cylinders, as they say, man, it's great. But when it's not, man, it's not.
Is it the
I love watching this show. I never know what I'm going to get.
The new American Lucha to you? Like,
no.
The best NXT is some of the best.
Actually,
stuff
it is. Yeah, it's very much like Lucha. And when something's great, it's great. And when it's bad, it's terrible. That's what we got here with NXT. But this was a great show.
Have you come back around now to Wes Lee? I know you wanted to bag off. Oh, they killed him. They cut his hair, all that sort of stuff. I actually like him.
Listen,
with leading Tyreek and Tyson.
I know you
that.
Like it, but like, let's be
you
honest.
You think it's effective?
Let's be honest. And if you're being honest, you will agree with me. This is the least over he's been since he's been here. He's a guy out there, and he's kind of leading Tyson and Tyreek. And you rarely see him.
But you're right, but he has not lost credibility. Right now, you got Ethan Page. You got all these other things going on. The top heel in the company is Obafemi, if he's even a heel. You know what I mean? Like, he needs to, like, it's not like they're killing him. It's not like he looks like a geek or a bum. You know, in fact, they got him in a holding pattern doesn't mean that he has fallen off the face of the earth. I think that match last night proved it with all four of those guys.
Guanzan here says, West looked small and generic last week. See, here's the thing, everybody. Okay? I know we're not supposed to talk about people's appearances, but it's actually important in wrestling. And it's why I keep bringing up Sol Ruka's hair. Okay? Everybody needs to have something where they stick out. Okay? Everyone needs to have something where in some way they stand out. You know? Maybe you're a great promo. Maybe you've got an incredible physique. Maybe, in the case of Sol Ruka, you have a surfer gimmick, and your hair is naturally surfer gimmicky, but for some inexplicable reason, you've decided to straighten it, so now you look like Charlotte Flair. And we already have a Charlotte Flair. You know, I remember, like, 25 years ago, you know, Buddy would always talk about how, you know, so-and-so wants to pretend he's Rey Mysterio, but, dude, we have a Rey Mysterio. We don't need two Rey Mysterios. You need to be somebody else. I mean, it's like we don't need two Charlotte Flairs. Every time I say that, the board goes, we don't need one Charlotte Flair. Well, the point is we don't need two. So, like, Wes Lee, he doesn't have great size. He's not a great promo. Like, he's a good promo. He's got a fine physique. But he's a short, smaller guy. And he actually had something that really stuck out, which was his hair. It was unique. Then one day he just cuts it all off, not even in a match. And so now he's a normal-sized guy with, in WWE, a normal physique and a normal haircut and normal promos. It's like, now what does he have that really sticks out? So that's the point here. Thank you, Dom. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Bring the boom, you know it's on. We're like the three evolutions of Pokemon. I'm Cousin Angelo, I bring the boom as you can tell. With salami, provolone, and mozzarella. Jersey Joe is here, get on your feet and crank the volume. Cause it's all about the family and it's all about the boom. We bring the
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi. Dom, for the moment, plan a replay for After Dark today, but I got to eat something real quick, and then I'm going to do what I can. We'll see what I can do. If there's a show, there's a show. If there's not, it'll be a sweet replay. But After Dark is normally here every Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And we will be back next week one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And tonight...
You're here tomorrow, by the way?
I'm not here tomorrow.
All right.
I'll be doing the watchdog gimmick in my kid's school. So that's when I have to walk around and be intimidating. You know what I'm saying? Make sure these kids don't cause any issues on that playground.
Better than doing the underdog gimmick on the Howard Stern Show.
So I'm going to do that. This person wants me to flex in my tank top for an hour. Is that right?
What is this, an OnlyFans? You got to pay for that.
That's my subscribers level. On X. I'll be putting up workout routines and eating.
Subscribers on XXX for that.
Yep. And this person wants Dom to just play the Big Boom song for an hour.
That's tomorrow's show.
Could be. But anyway, Wrestling Observer Radio tonight for subscribers. If you've never subscribed, we got a special. Go to f4wonline.com/new. We got new subscriber specials for either a month or a year. That's f4wonline.com/new. And you can go to f4wonline.com/Spotify for Spotify, f4wonline.com/Apple for Apple Podcasts. Both of those are $9.99, as well as YouTube, $9.99, f4wonline.com/YouTube. And if you check out Apple Podcasts, free trial. So check it out. And that's it, everybody. We're going to wrap it up. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.